it's time for us to say, no, my kid is going to be this, and I'm okay with it.
Family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I think it's going good. I'm trying to figure out like my whole what time that the guys will be listening to this. So we recorded our last one on Monday for this week, and now it's Friday, and we're recording this for next week. Because I'm going to be gone next week. So I think right now I'm doing really good, but I'm not positive.
If we're not careful, we could end up in some weird time warp here.
We could be in the multiverse.
Ooh, weird.
This is the conversations my older kids have all the time. Because, you know, we are big Disney Plus fans. And now, you know, we saw all these, like, Marvel series, so like WandaVision, which is a great show. We watched Loki, which was so much fun. What If? It was okay, but they're telling us, you know, like there's these multi-universes, which is just stupid because, yeah, you know, there's a right now in the multiverse there are like an infinite number of Todd and Scotts who are having a podcast right now.
Am I young and rich in one of them?
Yes. You're also a zombie in another one, but it's complicated.
I feel a little zombie-ish today.
It's just bizarre. So, you know, my kids are like, yeah, but how does that work? And I'm like, it doesn't work. Right. You know, it's made up. And they're like, yeah, but it could. No, it can't. No. We're it. And, you know, I think it's just a convenient way to bring back anybody dead you want to. So like when you kill Tony Stark in like an Avengers, you can bring him back. You bring him back another one. Go get one and bring him in here. So
I checked out of those stories when my kids were watching The Flash and they started having other universes and other flashes pop in and stuff. I'm like, no.
So this may not be a new thing you're saying.
I don't know. And, you know, apparently there's a whole bunch of Spider-Men in different Spider-Man
right.
And whatever.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange, I think, was the first movie I saw where actually they were doing that stuff. And I'm like, just no, this doesn't work. That's where it all started to fall apart for me. So
yeah, it does. I mean, it's kind of a theory of convenience.
Yeah.
So if you need something convenient to happen, you can go that route. So anyway, we're being careful that we do not stray into the multiverse.
All right.
But I think last time we talked, I was about ready to go get my RV.
Yes.
And so I am home. So I left on Tuesday morning. I came back Wednesday afternoon. My son and I, we flew to Florida. We did the deal, checked it all out, got in it and drove it straight through and came back Wednesday afternoon.
And everything worked?
Everything worked. It's going to be a great Family Man Mobile 4, I think. The super cool thing is, it's just like having I think two Ford vans, you know, because when we had all eight kids, we had to have a big van.
So what was the first Family Man Mobile? We've never had this conversation before.
Okay. The first Family Man Mobile was a Mallard. It was called a Mallard. I don't know what how old was it? I think it was 92. It was a 92.
It was one of those big 70s vans with the custom drink.
No, it was it looked like an RV, but if you saw it driving down the road, you'd go, wow, that's an old RV. You know, that's what it looked like.
There's an RV.
It looked like it could have been in a show, you know? And so we had that one until we totaled it out. Can't remember how that one got totaled out. Oh, someone ran into the back of it.
Ah.
No, that was our second one. I can't remember what happened to the first one. I have to think. The next one was a Fleetwood Flair, which was a great RV. So the first one they totaled out, we had it, I don't even think a year, maybe a year and a half. And The second one was a Fleetwood Flair, was a Class A. It was 32 feet, great RV. It's an entry-level RV. And I think a fellow family man, I mean, we sold it. I think we sold it to a fellow family man who came out and bought it, took it home. I never heard that it killed him. So maybe it turned out okay for him. And then we bought the one we have now, the Family Man 3, the big diesel pusher, which is 29 years old this year. It runs like a top. It's a great, but it's big. You know, it's just big. And so I wanted something smaller. So the one we have now is a 2008, which is like still 14 years old, but it's going to be a great one, I think. But it's similar to, it's built on a Ford chassis. So it's just like the Ford vans that I used to have and drive around my kids all the time. And, you know, it drives like a van. It's just a simpler unit. And I think it's going to be a great thing for us. So we made it all the way up. No problem. I'm going to struggle a little with the gas mileage. For those who care, it's a Triton V10. You know, it's an E450. So it's a big chassis. And I check my gas mileage and I get the highest I got. So my RV, my diesel pusher, I can get almost 10. And that's pulling anything. This one I got 8.79 miles per gallon. And I told my wife, and that's with, you know, we're not pulling anything. We don't have anything in it. I said, I'm not going to check it anymore because it'll drive me insane. But, you know, we got about 400 miles per tank, but gas was super expensive. So down south, I mean, diesel right now is almost a dollar more a gallon. So this is gas. So it'll come out average right now about the same, but it's not a pleasant thing to have to buy diesel right now. It was over $4 a gallon. I know some of you people are like in California are probably paying three times that just for a gallon of regular gas, but we made it and it's good and I'm good and we're all happy. So that's good.
And you're not stuck in some alternate universe.
I am not. Well, alternate universe wouldn't be bad, but being stuck like in Bowling Green, Kentucky, that would be really bad if I was stuck down there.
That's true.
So we're good. We're good. And today, yesterday was Sam's birthday, his 27th birthday, but we're celebrating it tonight, which is really weird for us. We never celebrate not on a actual day. So I don't know. Can you celebrate any day like your kid's birthday's on a Wednesday, you have it on Friday instead, or
we usually do it on the day. I mean, I guess there's probably been someone we've
occasioned.
Yeah, something like you're saying. If something weird happens, we could do it a different day, but usually it's on the day.
Yeah, we usually do that. I know, like I have some in-laws and they do it. Like, I mean, they're just so calculated around it. Like, well, we're you know, we've got several kids are in this month, so we'll just all have them all on the last day of the month, you know, because that's a good weekend day. And we just can't do that. We have to do it on the day. So
we do have sometimes if we're on vacation, Katie's birthday usually falls on vacation and there's like three or four other birthdays in the extended family around that time. Yeah. So we'll do one big celebration for like all four or five people.
Right. There, so. I get that. So we're celebrating Sam's birthday today. We got some snow yesterday. We were supposed to get like, I mean, it was super warm when I pulled in the driveway with the RV. It was like 50 degrees and most of the snow had melted. The next day it started raining. And that day we were supposed to get like 6 to 10 inches. And I went down into my office. I came up later and there were probably 3 or 4 inches on the ground, but surely it cannot last very long. So, but the big news is, Scott, we have no more basketball games. So that is the really happy, 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 happy news.
The kids lost.
My son. Yes, they got beat in the tournament, and inwardly I was like, yeah. Oh. So that's good. So how's it going with you, Scott? You talk about vacation. When do you usually, your Hilton Head vacation, is that a little bit later?
Yeah, it's usually in June.
Oh, is it that late? Oh, okay.
And that
I was thinking spring.
We haven't done that for a couple of years. I think we're going this year.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see.
I know my wife said yesterday, she goes, I could really do with some being in Florida right now, you know, some sunshine.
Yeah.
I need, you know, Calgon, take me away kind of thing. Just, we're a little busy.
We had an inch and a half of rain in the last 24 hours. So that was fun.
Oh yeah. So you're getting kind of floody things.
Yes.
Well, you know, I never really cared about floods in the past, but Ike's house, which is across the street, is right by a creek. Ooh. And You know, it's got, it's, I've never, as long as we lived there, I've never seen water down there, but I didn't care before. And now I'm like, whenever it gets any higher, how much higher can it go before it gets in his house? So I don't know. It's not there yet, but the fields are flooded. I mean, I don't know if it's because the fields are all like frozen and the water can't go anywhere. But we've got some standing water out in our field, which we've had up to a foot of water in our field next to us. Ooh. But so we're not there, but it's never gotten close to our house. We're never, it would have to be cataclysmic. I mean, it'd be like having to be, you know, where the earth was warming up or something for that to happen.
Never know, man. These last 2 years have taught us that anything can happen.
Maybe we're in the multiverse.
I sense this is the theme for today's show.
That's right.
Multiverse.
Yeah, you think our president's bad. You should see what it's like in other universes.
You could start warning your kids, like, hey, you better not tick me off. One of the other dads from the other multiverse is going to
exactly.
show up.
Exactly. Hey, I was just writing a newsletter, actually, for our Smiling Homeschooler, which is a newsletter to a bunch of moms. And, you know, I'm just really struck by how brilliant I am. No, not that. I'm really struck by
days. Doesn't happen often, but
no, but I, you know, every once in a while, you're writing something and it's just, cause I write a lot of somethings and, but sometimes I can feel the fire in me and, you know, and this is one of those things. Basically, I was just thinking we should talk about this, Scott, you know, letting your kid be what they were meant to be. You know, and we've talked about it in the past, but that's a hard thing for parents to do, you know, because I don't know what the pressure is. And I you know, none of my kids have gone to a traditional college, none of them. And we've talked in the past, you know, I went to college, I got my master's, my wife's, all of her family went, all my family has been, my brother's kids, you know, but my kids have not. They've just not done a traditional college, you know, and the reason being is because I'm just not sure that's the best way for everybody. Some mm-hmm. kids, if you want to be a doctor, you know, you can't do that online yet. You might be able to someday, but you can't, you know? And so I get that. I'm not against it. I just am not for doing what everybody else does just because, but there's a lot of pressure. And my wife was talking to a mom who was saying she homeschools her kid. And she says, my kid, you know, they're, I would say 17 years old. They are super, super creative. I know him. He's super creative. I mean, he had, you know, tennis shoes and he would do artwork on them. And then I heard he was making armor, like this is an Iron Marvel episode. He had made an Iron Man suit out of cardboard and foam. And I, you know, when I heard it, I thought, but that looks cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of it and I'm like, that looks like the real one. And then he had made all these other things out of foam and cardboard. And I mean, it was truly amazing. And so his mom was talking to my wife and just saying, you know, this is what he wants to do. You know, this is what he wants to build. And when he does it, he's happy, you know, but I feel like I've got, you know, he's got to be doing all these other things that have molecular numbers and solving for X and, you know, involve big textbooks. And he's not happy when he does that. And he, I know he's never going to use it, but I feel like he has to. And to me, I'm thinking, you know, it's time for us to say, no, my kid is going to be this and I'm okay with it. And I'm going to let him be that. And I don't have to force these other things. But again, that takes a lot of bravery because I don't know if you feel that way with any of your kids, Scott. But, you know, when a mom says, yeah, my kid makes cardboard Iron Man costumes, you know, that doesn't feel nearly as exciting as, oh, my child is doing this. He's just got, you know, this award, or he's taking physics, or he's doing all these other things.
It's a lot easier when he says at Thanksgiving and we're with the rest of the family, he's like, oh, I think I want to go to law school. You know?
Exactly. And everybody goes, oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, and they awe and they ooh, and you know, and then your kid goes, I like horses in the color green. And everybody goes, whoa, you know, can this kid do anything?
Yes.
And it makes me mad, really. It makes me mad that the world has pushed us into that game,
yeah,
that some things are elevated and some things are not. You know, and it's really bad. I think it's just bad. You know, like I said, we flew down to Florida. My son and Abe and I, man, we got super cheap. I mean, if you went ahead cheap, I don't know if all flights through Spirit are that cheap. And I know people say, oh, it's a junk airplane. It's not a junk airplane. It was fine. You have to pay for breathing. But, you know, and if you have two pairs of socks, you got to pay for those. But it was a great flight, nonstop. It was $24 a ticket. You know, my Uber drive from cost more from the airport to the place that I bought the RV. It was $45, you know. And so anyway,
I don't see how they make that work paying for jet fuel, but okay.
I don't either. I don't either. And surely it's got to change one of these days, but it's amazing. So, you know, as we're waiting there, we got there early, you know, and we drove 2.5 hours early in the morning, left at 4:30. So I'm sitting there and there was a guy who was sweeping at a broom. He had his little cart because, you know, there are a lot of people with carts. They're always cleaning in an airport. And the guy, you know, he was probably 60 and he was sweeping the floor, and I could tell he cared. I mean, he wasn't just one of those, you know, like a young teenager who can't see anything on the floor unless it's as big as a toaster, you know. I mean, he swept the crumbs up, and then he got his vacuum out and he was working, you know, cleaning that out and vacuumed for a while. When he left, it was great. And I, you know, the sad thing to me is that people devalue his job and say, wow, that's too bad that he has to do that, or that he has to, you know, he's done that for all the however many years, or like that's the bottom of the barrel kind of job. And it's, you know, there's so much value in just taking care of your family, which I assume he was. And I just think it's great. Great. I have, you know, my son, Abe, who's 20, he's going to be 21 here in a couple months. You know, he started a mowing business last year and he made good money in the summer. Well, you know, in the winter, it's been kind of dead. So he told me, Dad, I'm going to try DoorDash. And he's got it calculated. He makes about $30 an hour, but he's diligent. And again, you know, other people would say DoorDash, I mean, that's a good starter thing. I mean, I guess that's okay, you know, but you wouldn't want to stay there. And in my heart, and sometimes in my mouth, I say, why not? You know, it's an okay thing to have a job where you take care of your family. That's okay. And I think for parents, you know, some of our kids are going to be the ones who are going to be lawyers. And maybe it's easier to feel good about that. But some of our kids are going to want to do some things that we dads need to be okay with and cheer and clap just as loud when they're doing DoorDash or when they're doing sweeping at the airport or whatever they're doing. Because if that's what your kid's supposed to be, then that's what you want your kid to be.
Right on, man.
You can hear her. I mean, so.
Well, I was talking to my son last night about his educational and career path. And he's one that he's looking at economics degree and then law school as one option. Mm-hmm. But he also loves playing guitar and has incredible musical talent. And he, on kind of a whim, applied for CCM, which is the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati. A really good music school, let's put it that way, for their jazz studies program. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he might get in.
Wow.
And he didn't think he'd have a chance. And I'm like, you might want to get used to the idea that you might be getting into this thing. And but it's like none of it applies if he wants to then go to law school. So it's like you might have to do a few more classes if you suddenly switch and want to go to law school. But he's like, you know, if I don't, like, music's kind of my dream. If I make that, awesome. And if I can't work in music, even after doing it, that's still my passion. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for a homeschooled young man who is willing to work hard. And I'm like, yep, I believe it. Because, I mean, he's going to land on his feet and do fine, whatever it is. So I'm not worried.
And that is exactly the truth.
Yep.
You know, and but again, I think there's something that fights against some, like, that would say, oh, just do the sure thing, you know, do the law school thing. Don't
get $250,000 in debt. And then, you know, yeah, like, you can do that.
Well, they don't say it that way, but that is true.
But, I mean, that's the reality. Get yourself $250,000 in debt and, you know, then get married and have a kid and work 80 hour weeks because you have to pay off that law school debt.
Right.
There's a lot of people doing that. I mean, it, you know, law school on a full scholarship is a good way to go. But law school on debt, after debt you already had in college, if you did it that way too, like, man, that can stress out a young marriage in a hurry.
Well, I think, and the Dave Ramsey show is, you know, I'm not a listener, but Debbie listens all the time. And she'll say, you know, half of them are medical doctors who are calling in saying, got all this debt, you know, what do I do now? And, you know, so it's not like, you're right. You know, some of those, a high paying job might have some cost, some huge costs to get there. But again, I think there are some who applaud those paths.
Oh yeah.
And they look at music or drama or art or whatever.
Entrepreneurism, whatever the word is.
Yeah. Or I can remember my grandfather at my graduation from Purdue. Someone got like their doctorate in, you know how they put the doctorates first, and got a doctorate of like, what was it? It wasn't sociology or something like that. My grandfather goes, that's not even a real degree. You know, like, what in the heck is that? You know,
it's just a fancy word for unemployed.
Exactly. Well, that's what my dad says. You know, you can, there are two different kinds of jobs you can get if you get that doctorate. He goes, you can either be a teacher or you can work at the Dairy Queen.
Yep.
You know, but if that's, again, you know, that's what God has asked you to do. But the world applauds some of those things. And I'm not for, you know, I don't think that our job as parents is to go into debt so our kids, or even to put them in a financial bad place just to follow up something. But like, if your kid wants to be a professional musician, God will make it really clear if that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, but sometimes I think we get ahead of it and we think it's up to us to squish those stupid dreams and say, do you know how many people do that? You know, it's not very many, you know, and then they grow up to not like us and they grow up to be afraid to try anything. When God can, because worst case scenario, your son finds out that that's not what he wants to do or can't do with that. And then he goes a different direction. And that doesn't sound so bad. You know, I told my wife, even like our RV, she goes, well, what if we don't like it? Wonder if it's not the right thing. I said, then we sell it. You know, that's okay. And we'll do something else. We can't know everything before we start down the path. But I think as parents, we can be confident in what God's doing in our children, that, you know, we can have joy in that process. And joy in what our child might be, knowing that God led them to be there, prepared them to be there. So that's what I was thinking right before we got on here, Scott. So
I think you might be onto something, Todd.
Okay. Which universe? Yeah.
I think God does have a plan for our children. And I think a lot of us may have missed that somewhere along the way, and it's easy to do, myself included, for my own life and now for my kids, to just get so stressed about what the world says they should do. You know, it's hard to trust that God's going to take care of them when you think they're about to run headlong into a brick wall. But we need to hear somebody saying it's going to be okay. There's probably a few brick walls in their future, but God can work through that too, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There are some things, I mean, I stress with my kids, like, please, whatever you do, don't get into debt. 'Cause I've dealt with that, and it's a pain in the butt. And and it does limit your options significantly. Mm-hmm. Yes, choosing music over economics will limit some options for my son, but it's not the end of the world. And it's yes, it would be more difficult to go to law school after that, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Now, if you go neck deep into debt all the way through your undergrad and all the way through grad school, then you're pretty limited. Mm. You know, if you want to change to something else, like starting your own business or whatever, like it's, that's going to be tough, but it can still be done maybe, but you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's true too. I mean, cause like, you know, the people calling to Dave Ramsey and say, well, I'm $175,000 in debt and I only make $43,000 a year. What do I do? And he says, you give up things so you can get back there. You know, it's not impossible. Is it going to be hard? Yes. And can God use some of those things? Because like you said, Scott, you know, we've all done. I mean, some of this is hindsight, you know, where we can say, hey, after making all our mistakes, make sure you don't make the same mistakes. But is it possible that our kids have to make some of those mistakes to learn what God would have them learn?
I think that's one of the big curses of parenting is that we want them not to make the same mistakes we made.
Right. Right.
But then we steer them into other mistakes that we didn't know about, you know?
It's yeah. Like, and that is true. I mean, because you learn so much through your dumbness, you know? Yes. And really, your kids are going to have to, too. And I think, just for me, doesn't that make it a little easier to parent then? To know that I don't, like, you know, when you're, well, you know that when your daughter first met this guy and, you know, I don't know. You didn't know everything about him. You still don't know everything about him
at that point. Yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, actually. You're like, I've never seen his face on the news. So he's good, you know, but, you know, they're going to go through some hard times and, you know, and my kids, and even if they go through the worst of the worst, I can be confident that God has a plan for my kids. And that he's not going to abandon them and they're going to learn something. And because otherwise I have to control everything. And, you know, that works out real well because we're not very good at it either.
Yeah.
And I just think God can be trusted with our kids. And that makes parenting so much easier and so much more fun. And we can cheer our kids on them. You know, when our kids say, hey, Dad, I want to do this. And we say, okay. That sounds like a cool thing. I can see you're good at it. Let's go for it. You know, and if it doesn't work out, that's okay. And if it does, and everybody else thinks your kid sweeps at the airport, I'm like, that's what he's good at. That's what he wanted to do. So yeah, that's what he does. And that's honorable. That's honorable. So
I don't know if this is actual advice, but my thoughts come down to this. I try to pray for my children in a way that focuses on God's goodness and his ability to do anything and not focuses on my worries about what they could get into. Cause it's really easy to just say, please Lord, please Lord, please Lord, don't let my kids get into heroin.
Right.
You know, and just, or don't let them get into this or that, you know, like you can focus on all the evil stuff that could be affecting them. And yeah, it's fine to pray against that stuff, but remember, we have a big God who's very good, and he wants the best for his children.
Right. So
that's my two cents.
Right. Exactly. And I believe, you know, because I believe God is in control of all things, that he would only do what is best for my children. And even if they, could he prevent them from going through any struggles? Yes, because God can do that. If he chooses not to, does that mean that's best? That's exactly best. And that's what I want for my kids. So I'm with you, Scott, in this universe, the only universe. So, hey, I got to go. I hope you have a great week, Dad. I hope, you know, just our little conversation, maybe take some of that pressure off you. If you've got a child, you know, who maybe is showing interest, you know, maybe they're young. I mean, Jed, you know, he's just turned 14. I know in his heart, he's like, because he loves basketball. Every day he's like, Dad, I touched the rim three times today. I'm like, wow, good job. You know, And he'll say, do you think I'll be able to dunk it? You know, and I think in his head, he thinks, I'd really like to play professional basketball, you know. And I could say, Jed, you know, yeah, you're good, but you're just a little kid. You know, you're not going to get, look at me. How tall am I? You're not going to get much taller than I am. You know, you're not going to play in the NBA. You know, and how sad if I would do that, because that is just, then my son has to dream on his own because he can't tell his dad. Because, you know, as opposed to letting your child just dream with you and going, oh, should I do it, Dad? Yeah, you should do it. Yeah, you can do it. You work hard, you know, and God will show them along the way. And then our kids love us in the meantime. So again, maybe your kid wants to do something else that might sound a little scary or sound non-traditional. Can I just encourage you, like I'm writing this, to just let it go. Just be okay with it, you know, and trust God and love your kid and travel the path along with him, cheering and smiling all the way. And do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand